tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Folks, we are full blown into the budget season, the budget making process down in Lansing. The House Appropriations Committee is coming up with their budget. The Senate is coming up with their budget. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has already put out her proposal earlier this year when she gave her State of the State address back in February. Well, yesterday, a report was released, according to the Office of the Auditor General, the OAG. The state of Michigan is not doing enough to monitor billions of dollars in information technology contracts, according to their report. The report reviewed how the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, the DTMB, oversees outside vendors. These are private companies that are hired to handle major IT projects, information technology. Information technology? IT within the state of Michigan? Every single department, every single, both chambers of the House and the Senate, the governor's office, Department of Health and Human Services, the DNR, Eagle, all of the 14, 15 departments and agencies is all IT. Well, guess what they found out? Auditors found that the state's monitoring of how these contracts have been handled were often inconsistent or incomplete, raising concerns about whether the vendors are meeting expectations and whether taxpayer dollars are being well spent. Listen to this number, these numbers. The DTMB manages 276 IT contracts worth $6.6 billion. And they found the contracts were often inconsistent or incomplete, raising concerns whether the vendors are meeting expectations and whether taxpayer dollars are being well spent to the tune of $6.6 billion. These contracts cover a wide range of services, from building computer systems to maintaining the state's technology. Because of their size and complexity, The audit says strong oversight is critical. The audit was done, ran between 2020 and 2024. Unbelievable what they found. Unbelievable. They found IT contracts over 500,000. If the contracts were for more than a half a million, had no performance evaluations at all. Not one. And only had monitoring for 2 or 12% of the 17 sampled contracts. One of the 15 sampled contracts was the only one to track performance of that project. This is unbelievable. We'll continue the story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
The concrete canyons to the mid. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a couple of text messages on topic to this story. Department of Technology Management and Budget. Department of Technology Management and Budget, DTMB. Well, I'm not going to identify who I got this text message from, but she used to work for the state of Michigan. The DTMB, Randy, is who we all had to use when I was in the Treasury. Whoa, I did not know you worked in the Treasury. Michigan State Treasury. You know, we just did our tax returns. We got money back from the state. Well, this person, this longtime listener, I love her. She is unbelievable in her information. When I was in the Treasury, we had to use DTMB. We had to pay for each service they provided to us or our department. It's a way to move money around the state's departments. Unbelievable. DTMB manages 276 information technology contracts worth $6.6 billion every year of our taxpayer dollars. The audit found that between 2020 and 2024, any contracts over $500,000 had no performance evaluations. None. Are you kidding me? The biggest performance contracts, the biggest contracts had no performance evaluations at all. One of the biggest problems identified in the report was that the state often failed to complete basic monitoring reports. Auditors found that more than half, 156 out of the 287 expected reports were missing for the contracts they reviewed. Without the reports, the state may not know if a project is falling behind, if it's going over budget, or even failing to meet the minimum requirements. The audit also found confusion over who is responsible for overseeing the contracts. In some cases, contract and project managers were not working closely together, making it even harder to track vendor performance or even to respond to problems when they happened quickly. Training was another issue. The DTMB had not consistently made sure their staff was responsible for overseeing contracts and that they were properly trained. That increases the risk that the warning signs, such as missed deadlines, cost increases, and even failure to perform, could be overlooked. Oh my God. In addition, auditors raise concerns about how the state reports its IT spending. Some of the costs, such as certain payroll expenses, are not included in the reports that are sent to lawmakers. That could make the projects appear to be less expensive than they actually are. They're basically lying, covering it up. The report also pointed to gaps in the state's procurement process. Oh, this, I have been complaining about this for years. Oh, we need a new computer for this department. Oh, okay. Get one from, you know, IT. They don't look at the specifications of the computer. They don't know the storage capacity. They don't know the speeds of the processor. They don't know what software automatically comes with that computer. They just buy whatever. Procurement in the state of Michigan is the biggest ripoff, I guarantee. When a mega audit is performed by the next governor, Perry Johnson, it's this kind of crap he will find. Gaps in the state's procurement process. The DTMB could not show that if it reviewed all purchase transactions, creating a risk that some contracts may not fully follow state rules. Auditors also flagged a lack of clear procedures for ending the contracts when the vendors underperform. You remember Donald Trump's show, NBC, The Apprentice? You're fired. We don't do that with vendor contracts in the state of Michigan. We hire these companies, outside companies, to come in and do work for the state. If they underperform, there's no process. A lack of clear procedures for terminating the contracts, ending the contracts when the vendors underperform. While the state has some controls in place, the process for terminating contracts is not always clearly defined or even applied. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to get through this story. Another concerned involved potential conflicts of interest. The audit found that not all members of vendor selection teams were required to disclose possible conflicts or relations with those processing the contract, which could raise questions about fairness in the bidding process. Oh, you mean like, for example, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's husband, who works for data centers, a big IT company out in California, that every single data center that comes to the state of Michigan, he earns a commission on? You mean a conflict of interest like that? Well, you've got somebody in, let's say, the Department of Health and Human Services. Elizabeth Hertel is the director. They got to hire a company to come in and do X, Y, or Z. One of the husbands of one of the staffers, because these Democrats only hire women, they discriminate for sex in the state of Michigan. Benson only has 22% men in the Secretary of State's office. 78% are women. Okay. Well, they give the contract to her husband. There's no way of defining or even looking at conflict of interest, according to this report. The audit found that not all members of vendor selection teams were required to disclose possible conflicts. Despite all these issues, the audit said that the DTMB generally follows state laws and policies, though improvements are needed in several key areas. You think? DTMB spokesperson Laura Watruba said many of the issues flagged in the audit have already been dealt with. Right. I totally believe you. Unbelievable. This is just over the top. Unbelievable. $6.6 billion worth of contracts. And this is what they found. Then she tried to attack the Office of the Auditor General's role. Quote, in this review, many of the findings and observances reflect philosophical differences in how centralized procurement should operate in the state of Michigan. It is important to note that this extensive two-year audit did not identify a single case of loss, fraud, waste, or abuse in DTMB's oversight of its IT contracts. Philosophical differences? First of all, lady, there is no philosophy when it comes to numbers. Math has no philosophy. Numbers are black and white, plus and minuses. The numbers either add up or they don't add up. There's no philosophical differences in how centralized procurement should operate in the state of Michigan. You get the best products, services from your vendors at the best price, period. Philosophical differences, like you mean you can give the contract to the woman's husband? Honey, we got a big contract coming up in my department. Why don't you go out and start a business to provide us that service, and I'll make sure you get the contract? You mean philosophical differences like that? She goes on to say, oh, this is pure. This is absolutely pure. Listen to these words this woman uses. This mature model allows us to obtain goods and services, develop and implement contracts that ensure fair and competitive bid processes, and monitors vendors' performances. What Truba said. Do you believe this mature model? What, so immature people were doing it before you guys came along? Is that what you're trying to say here? Oh my God. They have identified actual numbers, lady. And what they found was you guys are just getting away with taking taxpayer dollars, throwing money at whatever you want with no oversight. I cannot wait for this department to be audited. Oh my God, this is amazing to me. Well, in closing, her final statement in defense of what the Office of the Auditor General found, DTMB remains committed to working with our state agency partners to make sure Michiganders and those who work, visit, and play in our great state have access to essential state services, all the information and resources they need. In the end, this is all part of a review process to help us improve the system, said Wat Truba. Essential services. You mean like the roadside parks that are still closed? The gates are still locked shut? I mean, I can go on and on and on and on things that you guys are not doing for political reasons. You know why the state parks are still closed? Why we can't go and enjoy the roadside parks? You're traveling long distances along US 2, for example. You're driving from the Mackinac Bridge all the way out to Escanaba, Schoolcraft County. You're going to the west end of the UP. On US 2, I believe there's like 6 pullover roadside parks. Guess what? The gates are shut. They're still locked. It's locked here in Antrim County. The one roadside park we have between Antrim County and Traverse City, it's closed. Sunny and blue skies out there today. It's going to be in the mid-50s. Why are those roadside parks still closed? Governor Gretchen Whitmer does not like President Trump's war in Iran, and she doesn't like his tariffs. She's going to punish us citizens because of our president providing services to Michiganders. Give me a break. Well, speaking of, I got one. Bottom of the hour news, I got to go get an aspirin. I'll be right back.